USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Wall Street took a significant downturn Tuesday, largely due to a sell-off in the tech sector. Apple, Netflix, and Microsoft all experienced notable declines, dragging down the major indices by over 1% each. When the closing bell rang, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted by 404 points, while the S&P 500 dipped by 52 points and the Nasdaq fell by 268 points. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. A spokesman confirmed that a technical glitch was responsible. Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced Tuesday through a social media video that she will be stepping down from her position at the end of the year.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
Her decision not to pursue re-election has significant implications for the Senate, potentially altering its delicate balance where Democrats currently maintain a narrow majority. Texas Governor Greg Abbott described the wildfires ravaging the panhandle of his state as nothing less than catastrophic as he conducted an aerial tour of the affected area Tuesday.
What was once homes or other structures or property has been reduced to nothing more than ashes, something that can never be used again whatsoever.
The Smokehouse Fire, currently the largest in Texas history, has consumed 70% of Hemp Hill County, leading to the displacement of a number of families and tragically claiming two lives. In January, new orders for manufactured goods decreased for the second consecutive month, with the Commerce Department reporting a $21 billion decline following a slight decrease in December. Unfilled orders saw a slight increase of just over $2 billion in January. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
There are at least five confirmed deaths in the wake of a plane crash in Tennessee, first reported late Monday. USA's Ryan Daniels with an update.
According to authorities, the single-engine plane came down along an interstate highway near John C. Tooney Airport in Nashville sometime after 7:30 p.m. Initially, the pilot told air traffic controllers he would try for an emergency landing at the air hub, but later notified them the plane wasn't going to make it.
FAA investigators will continue working the scene alongside NTSB crews who arrived in Nashville Tuesday. Michigan officials report that an explosion at a business fueled by butane canisters and over 100,000 vape pens resulted in one fatality. The blast occurred Monday night at Select Distributors in Clinton Township north of Detroit. A 19-year-old man was struck in the head by metal debris about a quarter mile from the scene and later died from his injuries. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects that this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. During the 2024 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, five-time winner Dallas Seavey shot and killed a moose that became entangled with his dog sled team. The incident happened about 100 miles into the 1,000-mile race course early Monday morning. CV explained on Iditarod.com that he killed and gutted the moose as best he could after it behaved aggressively toward his team. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.